You're listening to Kelly and Steve, and this is Coupled with Chaos.
90 Day Fiancé, Happily Ever After, Season 8, Episode 3, Snow White and the Seven Chores. I thought Snow White would be Jasmine in her dress, or was it Liz in her wedding dress? Did she say she looked like Snow White?
I don't think so. I assumed Snow White was Emily saying she's the only white person in Cameroon.
No, so that's it. So I guess that's it. Here's the thing of note. So we are episode 3. No sign of Michael, Angela, Lauren, or Alexi at this point.
Yeah.
So I don't know. We talked about that a little bit in Inside Scoop. I'm wondering. Well, we're just wondering. So it wouldn't be odd that we would get people halfway through this.
No. But usually it's new people and not people we already know.
Yeah, because I don't think they're dropping anybody. Right? I don't think anybody's marriage ends during this season.
Mm-hmm.
At all. So there's nobody to drop. No reason we couldn't already have people in there.
Yeah. So no telling. All conjecture at this point.
We did not watch this together. If you listen to our personal podcast, we have there's a puppy in the house, and as it has now gotten better and healthy,
health wise,
it turns out that we found out that it actually is a puppy.
Actually, crazy.
It is a puppy. It's a boxer puppy or whatever it is.
Yeah.
And I just watched it. It seemed like maybe an exorcism in the back room. So I'm back here with it. That way we can ensure that, I don't know.
Because you're scared of the amount of destruction that takes place whenever we leave the room?
Yeah, I think she could tear a TV off the wall. Like I put on the dog channel for her, and she runs up to the TV and looks at it. And then she goes behind the TV. So I think she's looking for the dog. And my fear is she'll rip the TV off the wall trying to find it.
Well, I know she tore up all of my rolls and bags of organic apple candy today and a bag of organic apple chips and a whole bunch of other stuff.
Somebody got left alone a little bit for Easter, and that's what happened.
Yeah.
Rob, I think, is going to be left alone forever. What in the heck? My jaw was dropped, and kind of not watching it together was like, I think we would have paused it and rewound it.
I felt exasperated just listening to it. First of all, it was the bickering at first that just annoyed the heck out of me. Like it was grating on my nerves and I almost couldn't listen to it anymore. You know what? I think it was why it grated on me so bad. It reminded me of our kids homeschooling and just being at each other over stupid things constantly. Like, shut up already. You know what I mean? Like, is this really important to be spending time on? Just complaining?
There was a whole thing about toilet paper.
That's what I'm saying. And when it got into how am I being controlling? You count my toilet paper usage. I was like, what the heck? And so that drew a line for me. He's too much. He's impossible.
It's shock. I mean, there is a list of things that we need to cohabitate, right? This is what we need to do.
Is he this cheap that he's rationing toilet paper?
Well, no, Kelly. It's control. It is control. It's not about cheap and money. I mean, you think Rob
then
has expensive...
Then why would he
care? Does he have expensive toilet paper?
No.
Right?
He's probably got single ply. That's probably why she needs so much.
Let's be honest. If you needed to steal toilet paper on this earth, you could.
Sure.
You could go get it out of some public bathroom somewhere if you needed to. That's not an issue. The issue is it's that he counts and checks.
Yeah, he's got a problem. When she said he needed counseling, I was like, no kidding.
Well, let's just talk about the messy part of it. And I think we'll talk about it again with Ed. But we saw Rob's place.
Uh-huh.
And it's not like we haven't.
He's super clean.
Yeah, we saw it.
Very cluttery.
You can have a studio apartment, which is, let's just call that's what he had, right? Whatever it was, a converted restaurant into an illegal dwelling is, I think, what that was, to be honest. I mean, I think that's kind of public information now. Mm-hmm. But we saw it. You can still keep things like that in order. And he didn't.
Mm-hmm.
It was a cluttered mess.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you could buy a closet or build a wall. There's all sorts of things that you could do in there to house your stuff.
Plastic drawer set, something.
Yeah, whatever. And he didn't do this.
No.
So for him to come out with this list of stuff.
Yeah, that was
for
crazy.
Her.
Yeah. And the fact that he even greeted her minutes from walking in the door with some kind of list of what she needed to do to make him feel more comfortable was just too much. Never did he say, "I'm sorry I did what you left me for," or "I'm sorry that we're both uncomfortable. What can we do to make each other feel better?" No, he starts with a written list.
Well, that wasn't even first. First, he got snippy about, "Well, this is just a quarter of your stuff."
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah, he's combative right from the start, no doubt.
Well, why wouldn't she get defensive, right?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe if you said, "Hello, I'm glad you're here."
Mm-hmm.
And then maybe waited, I don't know, more than a minute before you started digging at her.
Yeah, gosh. And this is exactly the behavior, this constant conflict and bickering over nothing that I was talking about before they got married, when I said these two have no business ever getting married to each other because they are never going to make it. They will not get along.
Hmm. He follows that up even before he hits the list of, "You know the trouble I went to steal these flowers for you."
Yeah, that was funny. Yeah, he was truly soliciting some kind of accolade.
Sure.
Yeah, right.
I mean, this is from the Geno school of thank me for what I did.
Mm-hmm.
How
thank me for leaving your kids in another country.
All right. I made a list. I'm willing to tell you what you need to do to change is what he.
And she tried to make the point to him. None of this has anything to do with why I left.
Mm-hmm.
We have bigger problems than this list.
Yeah. And it seems like he just shows up with some kind of flower every time.
Uh-huh.
Now he's got a single rose. One, this is very awkward. What are you supposed to do with a flower on a date?
Mm-hmm. Right.
What are you going to do?
You're supposed to go to, well, back in our day, you would go to 7-Eleven.
That's exactly.
If you were going to get a flower on a date, because it's in a little plug of water, a little container, and it'll stay alive until you get home and put it away.
I wrote Rob's flower equals 7-Eleven is what I,
oh my gosh.
Is what I wrote down. I guess his poem was better than the list, though. Maybe somebody from production sat him down and said, "Hey, look, we got to do something here. This is not going well, and we've still got 2 weeks of filming to do. So we really
need this to last longer, so we're going to help you out.
We need you to step up the game." You know, we talked about them in Scoop, so we do, if you don't know, we do an inside scoop where we probably do some spoilers. So they were a topic this week.
Mm-hmm.
The funny thing was, is they're in Texas. And she said, "Well, you know, all these hats and boots, I thought it was a stereotype. It kind of surprised me." I'm like,
She said she thought it was a Halloween costume.
That's great.
And that people didn't actually use it as regular clothes. That's what she said.
Yeah, they have dress hats. And I told you I went to an event. It was a concert fundraiser thing that I went to. And mm-hmm. I'm telling you, I would say 30% of the guys came in hats.
That's funny.
And this is Fort Worth. Or this would have been, I think this, yeah, was this Dallas? Yeah, that was
Dallas.
I was in Dallas. And so that's where that was. So that's it. Well, watching her dance was painful.
Yes,
she
it was.
She has no rhythm.
No coordination
Do you
all.
Think it's tense? You think it's just tension of somebody who can't
dance? But, I don't know, but could you imagine trying to do anything with Rob and being relaxed?
Yeah, I get it. I mean, I see people who dance. You know, you say dance like nobody's watching. And they go, mm-hmm. I just don't have that in me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I just can't. I'm not that free.
Can't be that free.
I'm not. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm not that just carefree that I could just do that.
Let loose. Mm-hmm.
I can get on a stage and tell jokes, right? So it's not like it's a nervous thing. I'm just not that free. Even that, I guess, is rehearsed in some way.
Right.
I wouldn't find like line dancing like dancing.
Mm-hmm.
That would be like, it'd be like on your controller. It would be like, what is it? Your rock band. What's the one for dance? Dance, dance, revolution.
Dance, dance, revolution.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It would be like that. Step here, step there. You don't know, it doesn't seem like it would be that much fun.
I don't know. I have to say, in my day, and even on my last trip to Virginia Beach, I rather enjoyed doing the electric slide.
Oh, that's something. You've probably dated yourself.
Yeah, yeah.
She's, I don't know.
I feel pretty free doing that.
Bringing this guy doesn't seem like, I don't know, it should be such a big deal. It's not like she's bringing
him. Yeah, he's really overreacting.
Well, it was like, what does he look like? You know, the question he should ask is, does he have a bathroom? Does this guy have a bathroom? Mm-hmm. That would be most important. They were even dancing.
He has a bathroom now, so
yes, he
that's
does.
Not as much of an issue.
Yeah, I know, but for me, it's just better. Yeah. Let me insert my jokes.
Right? Okay.
Can you do that if I got something? That should be a question. Does he have a bathroom? I think, I know this Ashley and Manuel stuff, it seems more of the same that we've been dealing with this whole time, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
It's the witch, your family.
I think there's nothing new there, and we've moved beyond the advancement of their relationship now, and so they're just recycling.
Yeah, the surprise for me was that Manuel's English is not even close to as good as I thought it was.
Yeah, that's pretty bad.
I just thought it was a confidence issue. The time I spent in Germany and you're around people, my confidence in German, their confidence in English, you know, you could find a way to go back and forth.
Maneuver.
But it really seems like he has almost no English skills.
He hasn't picked up anything. Right.
Because he's not understanding even.
No, he's not.
I felt he was understanding but not able to, like, communicate.
No. He hasn't learned any.
Yeah, it's a step back from that.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'd like to see
him whole point.
Be a bit more aggressive in learning. It's not as easy when you get older.
No, it's not. I would suggest you do something immersive like Rosetta Stone or something like that. He could do at home, you know, and practice every day.
Well, it could
because
be.
Because the repetitive nature of that and the useful type of language that it immerses you in would be helpful to him.
Sticky notes on everything in the house.
Yeah. I had a program like that too that I used
everything.
With some of the kids. Yeah. Do you remember when they were learning Spanish?
Yeah.
I had the stickers. And you opened the refrigerator and it said huevos on the eggs
right.
and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I had labels all over.
Maybe he could use something like that. Maybe Ashley could do a different job. I don't want to say better, but that maybe she could do something different in the house, and maybe it's just easier to communicate with him that way, and you just do what you do, right? Mm-hmm. And so I think it would be a little tough and frustrating. And something tells me when Manuel's frustrated, he's not a pleasant person.
Right.
He would just shut down and go, if we're not going to speak in my language, then we're not speaking.
Right.
He seemed to say something about the family not accepting her and the witch stuff.
Right. And I would anticipate that because he didn't really accept it at first either.
Mm.
Because she failed to tell him till he got here. So her saying he failed to tell his family is a bunch of crap to me because she failed to tell him until after he got here. That's a big deal.
It is.
Let that go.
Manuel, to me, seems like a difficult person.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you were around.
Well, he's kind of set in his ways. Although, you know, he has been accommodating in some ways, like with that. You know, and he is trying to find ways to make her happy.
I wonder how much of that life for her it really is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we don't really get a good feel for it, you know, on the show. It's just how they portray it to us. I find...
Well, it sounds like it's part of her job. Like, maybe she does consultations with people or something.
I find that Fun Manuel would be fun to hang out with. But I think when Manuel is difficult and frustrated, he seems like somebody like my stepmom would have been.
You'd want to steer clear of.
Yeah, you just don't want to be around that person. Maybe a member of our family, when they were living here, would be a certain way. And you go, you know what? I'm just not going to be around that. And it's better.
Right.
Manuel seems like that person.
Uh-huh.
Like when he's not good, he can
everybody's not good.
Yeah, everybody's not good. What I do know, and they talked about a black walnut, I know there's something that a black walnut tree doesn't kill, and that is raccoons.
Right.
This is a problem. Raccoons are a problem.
Yeah, they are.
They eat garbage.
They approach you coming up your steps when you live at the oceanfront?
Well, I think what you find is they don't, you know, they don't go around attacking people and dogs, right? They don't.
Unless they are, they have rabies. If they're rabid, they do that. They become aggressive.
Well, I don't know anybody cornered. But so, sure, they don't attack a dog, but how many times is a dog, like, cowering from a raccoon?
Not.
What is a dog going to do when it sees a raccoon? Any of our dogs.
Go after it.
Yeah, there right now there are three in the house. Two are ours. One's a foster. I can tell you by the way I took the foster out to go pee, and the way that she looked at a neighborhood stray cat let me know that...
She was not fond of cats.
Yeah, that letting her off the leash was not even a possibility.
No. I've walked her every day, and she wants to take off after every squirrel she sees.
Yeah, it was a squirrel in the yard. So I know when this happens, I might as well just go back in the house because it's not going to the bathroom.
Right.
It's just not. She's not. So
she's distracted.
So if you corner a raccoon, what's it going to do?
Defend itself.
Yeah, sure. So it may not attack a dog, but your dog's going after the raccoon. I mean, I don't think we've had any dog. How many have we had? Where are we at? Total?
Oh.
Are we at five?
Ever?
Yeah.
Between six. Us together as a couple?
Yeah.
Oh,
is it six?
Two, three, yeah.
Six. And now we have this foster in the house for a month. Are any of our dogs would run from a raccoon?
No.
No. Right. Would they run towards the raccoon?
Yes, yes, absolutely.
I think we have one dog that would just hide in the grass and wait till the raccoon
and stalk it.
Didn't look at it. And then it would pounce. Yes.
And rip its guts out.
Yes.
Leave the entrails on the porch.
Which is our smallest dog.
Yes.
Is she smaller than Susie? About the same size.
She was. Now that she's older, she's a little overweight. So about the same size.
This is the dog you should be afraid of. Our smallest one.
Mm-hmm. She's vicious.
It's got at least 20 kills, to be honest. At least.
Yeah. Minimum.
Yeah. And it's a constant hunter. So.
But how did we get on the dogs?
Because it was raccoons. It was raccoons.
The walnut tree.
Yeah, it was this walnut tree. And she said the evil spirits would get into it. And maybe the evil spirits are the raccoons, you know? This little bath they were doing, I mean, it's all, you know, it's whatever it is.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess it's good that he goes along with it.
That's why he went along with it. He's like, this is hooey, whatever.
Right.
It makes you feel better.
I'm not trying to offend the people who have been through a spiritual bath. This didn't seem like a bath either.
No, it was more of a christening.
Yeah, I guess is what it would be. There's
sprinkling.
A word for it, but I don't want to. I think there's a term for this kind of bath, but I won't even use it. I won't use it in mixed company.
Okay.
It's just it. I don't know how to say it. So if you don't know, then that's it. It's a type of bath that, say, a woman of the evening in the 20s would take.
Yeah.
That kind of thing. Okay. So it seemed like that kind of bath. Not really a bath. Because it really wouldn't do you any good. I don't think. Kobe and Emily, or Emily and Kobe. Boy, driving there would seem stressful, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. No rules.
I think doing anything there would be stressful. It sounds like it's not a super safe place to be.
Yeah, but now it looks like they get a dowry for her.
Yeah, that's so funny. And what the heck are they going to ask for?
Well,
and what are they
going to
do
deal.
With it?
So
they got to fly home.
Let's kind of go back and think, why would you have a dowry? What is a dowry for? Now, I don't have any research. My thought was that a dowry was compensation to a family for the lost productivity of the family member that they were taking away. This is how I thought what a dowry was. So what productivity is Emily bringing to the family? I mean, really? Wouldn't you just say, no, I'm all right?
She's the grandbaby maker?
She is good at that, right? But she's going to continue to do that. Mm-hmm. But she's not the one paying. It's not like she'd have to, like, leave a kid there. If it was the reverse, it would be, you know what? Your oldest looks pretty strong. He could stay here and help the family. But that's not what this is. I think in some cultures it's reversed and the women pay a dowry to the men. Maybe that's why I'm going completely on a tangent here. Maybe that's why currently, like, the wife's family is supposed to pay for the wedding. It's like a reverse dowry type of thing. Uh-huh. Seemed like that happened in, like, I don't know, early Roman times or something like that.
I don't know.
Yeah.
But in any case.
Biblically, this is like the bride price, right?
Yeah, I guess.
This is, I think it was Saul to David. It's like they had to get the foreskins of 100 Philistines, something like that. Yeah. That would be a great.
Personally, this dowry is not that interesting to me.
Well, I don't think they have
anything. We've been through dowry so many times in 90 Day. It's like, okay, next.
Yeah. And the same thing, why even have a problem with the wedding?
Right. And I didn't get that either. It did seem like a lot of the topics were a bit manufactured this episode.
Well, I'm not sure that they're, even this isn't really like a thing. They look horribly dorky.
They do.
Right. Just bad. It seems like maybe they're the only ones in this country dressed like this.
I noticed that the whole family at least matched color.
That was cool.
And even Kobe and his boy had the same color on. I'm like, hey, wait a minute. They have inside information he didn't share with them. Like,
probably,
he got them to pick a completely different color.
Well, it's probably a family color, and they're probably not allowed maybe until after the wedding. Then maybe they could have the family color. I thought it was cool. They really looked sharp.
It was neat. They did. It was pretty cool.
Yeah, it would be a little nervous.
This is quite a celebration.
You know, you always have somebody that would come in a red dress or something like that. But no, everybody was on board. Everybody's doing the right thing. Here we are.
That was a lot of people.
It was. And so I don't know. I mean, I thought Mom was, you know, in typical American style.
Yes.
She said, you know, I understand they've been doing this for like 100 years. It's like, you know, I think it's a little more than 100 years. This has gone back a little. Dowries have gone back a little farther than that. Uh-huh. It would have been better if they would have reversed it and had them go buy an.
You have to pay us.
Yeah, I want them. You know, we saw it with David, right?
Uh-huh, yeah.
I need you to go buy a water buffalo, right? And bring a water buffalo. Who else did we have?
The guy that went to Africa, he had to keep going to the ATM and buying bags of sugar.
Oh, that was it. Akinyi, who did we have to get a bunch of soda and beer? And it turned out to, this was UK, 90 Day UK, where the dowry was really, the dowry he had to pay to her was really to pay for the wedding.
Uh-huh.
He had to go get all the stuff for the
wedding. It was all the stuff for the reception to feed the community that would attend the party is what it was.
That at least seemed like a decent enough dowry as they were making their party list. You're going to have to buy all the stuff for the – I forget what their name was. But, man, all these roll together pretty quick, don't they?
Yeah.
All of
That's
shows.
What I'm saying. This is a repeated concept. I'm ready to move on.
It's what happens. It's what happens with HEA, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's it. We just get that over and over again. Even Nicole and Mahmoud. What do we get? Mahmoud's here. He's lonely. He misses Egypt. He misses his food. And he doesn't like a donut.
Yeah.
One, somebody had to put him up to that. Not liking donuts.
Well, I could understand if they... I wouldn't understand if they were glazed. But because they had crap all over them, I can't understand. That would not appeal to me either.
Well, you knew what you were getting. If you're taking the coconut donut, you pretty much know that it's got coconut on it.
Right.
And that's it. Right? They're fluffy. They looked really good.
Mm-hmm.
I think you could get him just a regular donut. Why? You know what? If he's a coffee drinker, you know what you would get him is just a plain donut with nothing on it.
That's what I said. Just
plain.
A glazed donut.
Not even glazed. You just get him
a caked donut.
Caked donut? Sure. Ugh. You dunk it in your coffee and it's fine. I think that would be good. So, that's all.
What did you think of Mahmood looking at the Muslim girl?
Well, here's what you did. If you looked,
did you feel like she overreacted?
Well, I was watching because they did it on the preview. So when they did it on the preview, it made me really watch closely. And you could see the lady smile. Even though they clouded her face, you could see this big smile on her face. And then
it looks like she was taking a picture or something.
This seemed a bit odd. But she looked over at them and smiled. It could have been at the camera. You know, I get that. But... yeah, I don't know. I think, isn't the head covering supposed to help remove temptation? But I think for him, it's the opposite.
Caught his attention.
Yeah.
I wasn't watching that closely. I was doing my exercises. But she was blurred out. And it looks like she was holding the camera, maybe, and was taking a picture. That's why she was standing still.
It seemed like an overreaction to me.
It did. Yeah.
But I don't know. You know, as bad as he is.
Yeah.
It's hard to tell. I don't know what else is about them other than he storms off again.
Right.
And I think
takes a lift.
I think this is common for him throughout this whole season.
Uh-huh.
He just leaves and goes. Ed and Liz, you know, this was the opening scene. And, you know, you just saw this little fight. You know, I don't even know that it was little.
Yeah, what was with the bickering over the non-mess in the kitchen? I mean, you can't bake and not spill something.
Well,
a few grains of flour. I mean, you clean it up when you're done, big deal. And to expect a kid not to do that, I mean, whoa, that's a bit much.
Well, they had this fight in front of her.
In front of her. Yeah, I was waiting for her to say something.
And this is the same. We just like Rob, we saw Ed's place.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I get it. Maybe you've got a new house, right? And, you know, maybe he already knows that he's going to sell this place, so he doesn't want any messes anywhere. So he goes, no messes here. And it looks like he left a mess the night before.
Right.
But this
That's
is
what
she
was
who,
saying.
This is who he is.
Yeah.
I mean, that little thing you saw right there is 100% Ed.
Yeah.
He finds something, he picks, finds a problem, and he just kind of...
makes it into an issue.
Yeah, it's a big issue when it's not. And how about the girl just coming up and saying, you know what, I got a plan. How about we'll clean really well when we're done?
Yeah.
You know?
Let's not talk about it anymore. Let's just take care of it when we're
But finished. How can they be that ugly in front of
in
her?
In front of the kid. Yeah, I was thinking the same thing.
And this is with the camera crew there.
Yeah, imagine if they weren't.
Because we know how Ed is.
Yeah. And the way things escalate between them so easily is just ridiculous.
Yeah.
They don't have any business getting married either.
And when he comes over and says, are you ready to say you're sorry? Do you think he's joking there?
No.
You don't?
No.
You don't think it's some, like, cutesy way we've had a fight? And his way to, like, kind of break the ice and...
No, because I wasn't watching that scene. I was listening to it. And I didn't hear any tone that sounded joking.
No. They both went to a negative place really fast.
Really fast, yeah.
But I was very intrigued by the breakfast pizza.
I bet you were.
So what would you do if you're making a breakfast pizza? What would this be? I saw they were doing...
sausage, egg. Haven't you ever had a breakfast pizza? You put breakfast food on bread.
Here, Kelly.
On pizza dough.
How? I would ask you if I've ever had a breakfast pizza.
Yeah, we used to get little breakfast pizzas from...
Schwann's.
Mm-hmm. And the kids loved them.
Yeah, it was a lot of bready stuff with some egg in it.
Mm-hmm. It had egg and sausage and cheese on it.
So how I have a plan. Since I'm taking care of the dog tonight. Uh-huh. So I would say to have a breakfast pizza ready for me in the morning. Probably you could do it if you got up at 4:30. Uh-huh. So if you go to bed now, that is about six and a half hours. Mm-hmm. So you could get 6.5 hours, get up, and I would like to know what a breakfast pizza would be like. That would be good, right?
Okay. You go to sleep dreaming about that.
So is that it?
Uh-huh.
So it's not happening?
No, it's not happening.
No.
Because there's no way I'm about to go to bed.
I noticed they did have Walmart flour. You had me go to the store and buy baking, what was it?
Bread flour.
Bread flour. They had all-purpose flour.
Or rolls.
So yeah. Why would you use that kind of flour for that? Would it work?
Yeah, you'd use regular all-purpose flour for pizza dough.
Okay.
You only use bread flour for baking bread.
I did notice it was Walmart brand, and they're in Bentonville, so I guess everything you buy is probably Walmart there.
And the difference between bread flour and all-purpose flour is just that bread is ground more finely. It's very powdery.
That's good. This
compared
is
compared to regular flour.
This is a baking podcast, so that makes sense. Yeah. I'm glad.
And as a result, it makes things lighter and fluffier. Whereas all-purpose flour, if you bake bread with it, you could still bake bread, but it would be tougher.
Mm.
You wouldn't have that fluffy quality.
Well, and that's like a pizza crust then, I guess.
Mm-hmm,
so
right.
Maybe they know what they're doing. This dress, never have I seen... And this is just my opinion, and we haven't talked about this at all, an uglier dress than the first dress that she came out in.
I didn't see the first one.
So
I only saw the second
one. So this is what you get. You're doing your therapy during.
Yeah.
So the dress was flowered, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it had the stems of the flower, but the flowers were the actual color of the flowers, and it had green stems on them.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, so...
That doesn't sound good for a wedding dress.
No, it does not. It was bad.
But
then she came out.
The little girl liked it better.
She did. It was colorful. It was. Ah. And Liz said, well, you know, I kind of like this one. And I went, that's the worst dress I've ever seen. Please, somebody talk her out of that dress.
Uh-huh.
Sounds like she's trying to talk her family out. She kind of flipped right there when they were going to say, I'm going to confront Ed and we're going to have a conversation.
Uh-huh. Yeah, she started to have a meltdown that it wasn't going to go well because she has confrontations with Ed.
And it doesn't go
well.
And
she didn't want her family to do it too.
I mean,
she said, I'm already direct enough.
You saw that switch, I mean, just flip.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, no, this is going to be bad. Do not mm-hmm. do this. At all.
She's terrified she's not going to get to her wedding day. That's what that's about.
This would be the luckiest thing ever.
Yep. If only she could foresee the future and know where she would be right now.
Yeah. It's just bad. I mean, she's mm-hmm. just trying to talk him down.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just not going to go well at all.
It is not.
So that's too bad. I don't know if I saved the best for last, but... I'm surprised by the substance of the content that we're getting from Gino and Jasmine. I'm a bit surprised that there's actual things to discuss.
Uh-huh.
Because it's different. This season is different than the others.
Yeah.
This should have been, I don't know, maybe the
They're not arguing about whether or not they're doing it.
Right. This is something worse.
Yeah.
So
my feelings about this whole situation is he needs to really back down with this stance of, you know, I got you here. That should be good enough. I'm not paying for a lawyer. He screwed up and he screwed up on something so big and so significant in her life as separating her from her children for 2 years, that he has to do whatever can be done to fix the situation, even if it saves 3 months by using a lawyer.
So
he has to do it.
We understand, and I think you're not saying that Jasmine doesn't have any culpability here.
No.
You know, she entered this and willingly.
But she trusted, he knew more about the process. He insisted he did because he'd done it before.
Yeah.
And she let him take care of it. And now, of course, she feels guilty because she let him take care of it.
Which was a mistake on her part.
Right.
That she full acknowledges.
Yes.
And it is. I think it would be hard, right? In this scenario, it would be hard to just leave your kids. And I think we probably can't comprehend that.
Yeah, I mean, and they're young. She would have to, in order to even go see them, she would have to give up her whole situation with her visa. She wouldn't be eligible for a green card if she left.
I have a.
It would be done. She couldn't come back.
I have a theory. I want to run it past you.
Okay.
Is there a chance that Gino doesn't even want to have the boys here?
Sure.
So
he could possibly want her all to himself and have their own kid and start a whole new life. Leave all of her baggage behind.
How possible is that he did this
on
purpose?
He would be a horrible person if he did that on purpose.
So for me, he had this prenup. There was a discussion of a prenup.
Uh-huh.
And it could have been producer driven, family driven, who knows. But if he has something to protect in a prenup, why? Uh-huh. I don't understand why that
can't
be.
He can't come up with $5,000 for an attorney?
It's not like he's Rob and Sophie.
Right.
Rob and Sophie and $5,000 would be difficult.
He did quit his job, though.
Which is ridiculous.
It's stupid. And we keep coming back to that because there's no way to get around it.
It's his, you know, it's his attitude that I find just
appalling.
It's disgusting.
Yeah, it is.
Because, you know, she said, "You screwed my life." And he goes, "Well, that seems like a rough statement." I'm like, "You're just real flippant about this whole thing."
Exactly. And that's what's upsetting her, I believe, is that he's not giving it the weight that it deserves.
Yeah, we.
And that's what she said.
Made a mistake. We made a mistake. This hurts me as much as it hurts you, is what he said.
Uh-huh.
It's like I'm getting no credit for the hard work I did to get you here.
Yeah, that was a crappy thing.
But
to
when
say.
Is this? Is I mean, say what you want. This is yesterday.
Uh-huh. We're talking about now and her waiting 2 years to see her kids.
Yeah, because in real life, right? I don't care what it is, and I'm not trying to put any of our situations on anything, right? But you go, you know, our windows are leaking air, our power bill is through the roof, because, and we've been through this before at another house.
Uh-huh. Yes.
Because we need the windows changed, right?
Right.
It would pay for itself in probably, I don't know, 15 years if we're still alive at that point, right?
Uh-huh.
But
Right. Then,
so you were on board, we're ready to make that move, shoulder surgery happens.
Again.
Right, I mean, again, right, obviously, but that happens. And so
Yes. It's
like no matter what you do, right?
To prepare.
As a couple, as a family, I think it happens to every family.
Yeah,
once
things happen.
Once you get past one crisis.
There's always another.
Here comes another one. And here comes.
Yeah.
So there's no time to go, I can't go to you and say, you know, I did this or I did this to put money away for windows, but your shoulder cost us new windows.
Like I wanted to have shoulder
problems.
Well, yeah,
but it's like no matter what. I mean, I don't think it even directly compares. It's probably a horrible comparison, but I think everybody gets it.
Uh-huh.
Whatever happened, good or bad, yesterday is over. You got a bonus at work. That's great.
Yeah,
why don't
you
thank
out-
me for getting a bonus? Well,
you got to figure out how to move on from the current crisis.
It already happened. The good already happened. That's before. Okay, thank you for that. Okay, that aside, what are we going to do today?
About this.
How about this? I will thank you a little bit every day for you bringing me here. I'll reserve 5 minutes a day to thanking Gino for bringing all the work you did to bring me here. Okay. Now, after that, what are we going to do about my kids?
How are we going to get my kids here?
Right. Because they're not even connected.
Right.
There's nothing there. And he says, you're effing screwed up in your effing dumb head.
That was so messed up.
Well,
he was so out of line here.
This is what they do to each other, right? When it gets ugly. Yeah. I think normally we don't see Gino on the front end.
Uh-huh.
Jasmine's normally the first. Gino reacts.
Uh-huh.
He's like a raccoon. Cornered.
Yeah.
Because
right.
He has.
And he does not do well when he's in the hot seat.
No, and normally, like, he kind of shuts down. He doesn't shut down here. This is a little different Gino than I think we've seen.
Well, I think because he's more comfortable in the fact that he's already married now.
Oh, so he's in control now.
He's not walking on eggshells anymore.
He's
worried
got the
about
power.
Setting her off. Right.
Oh, that's messed up.
That's what I'm
really
saying.
Thought
he
about
looks
that.
Really bad here.
Yeah. Yeah, that's not good. It's not a good look.
No, it's not.
So I'm going back and forth about whether he wants the kids here or not, whether it was a mistake or whether this was on purpose.
I don't know that he left him off the application on purpose, but I'm not so sure that he... Well, I know that he's not at the same level of upset that she is.
Mm.
It's her children. It's part of her. I mean, he's got to accept and acknowledge that and embrace it.
Is it hard
to do something about it?
Is it hard to not get past her leaving them like a Larissa thing? I mean, I do struggle with that a little bit.
A little. And it's like she said, you know, while she was crying, she admitted, I should never have brought my children into this situation. I should not have come without them.
That's correct.
You know, she should not have accepted the opportunity to come without them because there was no guarantee of what would follow.
Mm.
And now she has to stay here to keep everything valid. And so it's a problem. This is a problem situation with no real easy solution.
I read somewhere that if, like, on the application, they're even mentioned at all, not even like there's a slot that says, I think there is a spot where you say if this person has children, but if you mention it anywhere, in any statement, at any point, in anything that you've submitted, that it kind of puts it on the radar. And I think it's called a K2 is what it is.
Uh-huh.
And so you can get them added to it. But that means there's like no mention of her being a mother.
Right.
In anything. And the thought that he's still going to do this himself and that either he does it or the lawyer does it, it doesn't change the timeline.
Yeah.
Here's what it does do.
It makes sure it doesn't take longer.
Yeah, make sure you don't screw it up again.
Right,
that
exactly.
That you don't effing screw it up with your effing dumb head. That's
and
what she should have said to him.
Yeah, right. And the attorney did say it could save as much as 6 months if an attorney does it.
Well, and so, you know, Gino's just skeptical and he's going, they're just trying to get my money.
But that's too bad because this is too serious of a situation. He has to show her a good faith effort at this point, or this is not going to be put to rest. This will be a torment between them for the whole 2 years plus.
Yeah.
It's not good.
Yeah, and we've talked a little bit about them on Scoop. I think, and I'm not going to divulge anything, but I don't think we have anything solid on them. There's some rumblings, but we don't have anything firm.
Mm-hmm.
They do a little better job of being tight-lipped. I think at this stage, you know, they're kind of experienced 90-day people.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, maybe it's a little different. But not a lot of good meat. I think for us, that Gino, as a couple, right, as our style of podcast, that Gino and Jasmine are producing the most meat for the episode seems like a bit of a surprise.
Mm-hmm.
And that Rob is really as bad as we thought.
Yeah.
Because I thought worse maybe, even. Like we were thinking, or I was, in the last season, that they had just kind of made Rob look bad for the sake of the show.
No, I didn't think that.
But it does not appear, like he was really just getting a bad rap.
Yeah, I didn't think so.
But it does not appear to be that at all. He appears to be that bad.
Pretty fairly unmotivated person in general. He just is a negative Nilly. And I can't stand to be around somebody like that. Like, just stop moping and complaining and whining and looking for the negative. Just, you know, try smiling. You know? Say, I'm so glad I woke up this morning. Something. Find something
to be happy about. Because there can be happy things.
Yeah.
I thought that because they had that Ed scene and the Rob scene and the two followed each other immediately, that I went, wow, this is probably like Ed when he was younger. Because you saw a lot of it in the two of them. I saw a lot of this, the way Rob was to Sophie, is a lot how Ed was to Liz. You know, you're just kind of making stuff up at this point.
Yeah.
Toilet paper, flour on the counter. You know, this is just stuff. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's whatever. Clean it up, you know? It's not like it's that big of a deal to clean up some flour when it's over.
Right. And I loved it when it's not like they were done and they walked away and left it like apparently he did. I loved it when she pointed that out.
He was my thought.
Calling the kettle black.
Was he possibly making his own pasta? That would be pretty cool in general.
That's what they made it sound like. Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, he obviously
kind of mess,
likes to eat.
Well, there's that. What kind of mess could he be making if he wasn't making his own pasta?
Right.
That's pretty cool. Though.
Unless he's snapping spaghetti or something. And
here's what. After the breakfast pizza, then make me some kind of stuffed pasta. It would be good. That would be good. Could you make a breakfast stuffed pasta?
Ew, that sounds gross.
I don't know. I'm just thinking.
Don't mix breakfast food with pasta. That sounds disgusting.
All right. Well, no. Spaghetti.
Right.
Chicken spaghetti sounds disgusting.
And actually is.
Right.
In case you were wondering.
Yes. That would be good. I swear I'm going to make that at some point and make it not disgusting. I'm going to do whatever
I'm not sure
I can
it's possible.
Do. I'm going to try. So we have this week, this is a fun and exciting week. I think what I'm going to do is this is the first of the month, and we used to do first of the month, do like a kind of like a try before you buy week.
Right,
which would open up subscriptions on Patreon and Apple for a week. So I'm going to try to set that up for the rest of this week. And you'll get Little People, Big World. You'll get Seeking Sister Wife. And the reason, really, is Accused, Guilty, or Innocent is going to start this week. So
that is
fun. I believe that starts on Thursday. It's a Thursday show on A&E. If you haven't seen it, it's not... It's not like reality TV. It's real.
No, it's real TV.
Yeah, and they do some wonderful cases that I think are thought-provoking.
Really,
and
great for discussion.
Yeah, great for discussion. So it's A&E on Thursday, I believe, Accused, Guilty, or Innocent. And if I have time tomorrow, I will set up a free preview on Apple and Patreon. So stick around for that. Have a good week. We are fostering a dog, and so I don't know that we actually see each other anymore.
Yeah, we don't.
We don't, so.
One of us always has to be with the dog, and we kind of swap. And during the week, it'll just be me all the time until somebody gets home, so.
Yeah.
And I have to give some attention to our own dogs because, you know.
Well, we're saving
the
a dog.
The one in particular is pretty attached to me, and I don't want to make her depressed.
Yeah, just bring them all back here. Watch what happens.
No.
Bring a mop. And a taser or something. I don't know. This would be interesting.
No.
No, we won't do that. There's no tasering dogs. We only taser the children.
Right.
Right. If they don't put their clothes away.
Right. That's next.
That's it for us. There's a crisis brewing in the house. And so I think we're about to find out if somebody took care of what they were supposed to take care of at some point this weekend. And it's bedtime on Sunday night. So that is a whole nother discussion, not for this show, but have a wonderful week.
Indeed. Thank you for listening.
You can listen to additional episodes
by subscribing to our Coupled with Chaos channel on Apple,
by subscribing to our Patreon,
or by subscribing to our Supercast
for $3.99 a month,
where you can hear us talk about reality shows,
real life, and more on our podcasts,
covering shows airing on TLC, A&E, Bravo, and the WE Network.
Just follow the instructions in the show notes,
tell your friends about this podcast,
and rate and review us on your favorite podcast player.
Follow us at Coupled with Chaos on all the socials,
or contact us directly by email at coupledwithchaos@gmail.com.